the world is on the verge of a medical milestone. Guinea worm is on the brink of extinction. So far this year, there have been only 2 cases of the disease detected in the world. That's down from several million cases a year in the 1980s. In a moment, we'll hear from former President Jimmy Carter. He led efforts to eliminate guinea worm. But first, here's NPR's Jason Beaubien.
I have to start by saying that guinea worms are disgusting. If you're not familiar with them, they're like this long piece of spaghetti that erupts from under a person's skin, and it's usually on the foot or their leg, and they can be up to 3 feet long. The only treatment is to slowly pull or cut them out with a knife.
They have to put a knife in fire, fan it until it's red hot.
Ringo Nasole remembers how in his home village in Ghana, they used to cut open the guinea worm blisters.
And the guinea worm emerged. Sometimes the guinea worm is even cut into pieces.
The other common extraction method was to twist the worm around a small stick and slowly reel it out. Sole worked on guinea worm eradication in Ghana in the 1990s and early 2000s, when Ghana had one of the highest number of cases in the world. He says in some remote villages, you'd find hundreds of people infected with the worms.
It wasn't just a minor parasite. It was serious. In one person, about 3-4 worms can appear on any part of the body. And you have to extract one after the other until you get all the parasites out.
And getting the worms out is painful. Guinea worm is known as the fiery serpent because of the burning sensation as it emerges. The person often tries to cool the wound by submerging it in a pond. The worm takes this opportunity to release a cloud of tens of thousands of larvae into the water. Other people eventually end up drinking that larvae-laden water, which in turn produces more worms inside more people. David Aguiman, who worked on Ghana's national guinea worm eradication program, says the campaign wasn't built around a vaccine or a miracle drug.
Everything is about people, getting people to change their behavior, getting people to do the right things.
Ghana got rid of guinea worm back in 2010. Now, this year, there have only been 2 confirmed cases, and those were in Chad, and there's 1 suspect case in Ethiopia. Aguiman says the key in Ghana was to stop people with dangling worms from entering bodies of water, even if their legs felt like they were on fire. Some communities took forceful measures, posting guards at watering holes and handing out stiff fines. Donald Hopkins is with the Global Guinea Worm Eradication Program at the Carter Center in Atlanta. He says punishing people in the pursuit of public health is a tricky business, and it can't come from outsiders.
It's true that in some communities, the village elders and others have gotten together and they've agreed that if anybody knowingly goes into a drinking water source with a guinea worm coming out of their body, they will find them a goat or something else as a way of punishment. But the important thing is that it must be the community that puts those kinds of sanctions in place.
Hopkins notes that a campaign centered around behavior change is a lot harder than just giving people a vaccine. But it's worked across a wide swath of Africa and South Asia. The Carter Center is now one of the driving forces behind guinea worm eradication globally. Last year, former President Jimmy Carter declared, "I'd like the last guinea worm to die before I do." And the way things have been going, the 91-year-old might just get his wish. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.